Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host, Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspire you on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Hello, and welcome to the season finale of The Wellness Project with Des. This is episode number 138. I'm Des, your host on this journey of exploration and growth. As we wrap up this season and the year, I wanted to just take a moment to reflect and express my gratitude for this past year and this journey we've been on together. I took a look back and reflecting on the episodes we've shared, the stories we've heard, the lessons we've learned, it's really incredible to see the powerful experiences that made up this season. We had so many incredible guests that shared their powerful stories. It really feels like each conversation has been a step on our path towards self-love and a really deep dive into self-exploration and self-discovery. I wanted to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you, my listeners, and this community. Your support, your feedback, and engagement, especially in the Facebook group, have fueled the heartbeat of this podcast. Thank you for being a part of this community and allowing for me to be in your lives every other week this season and daily if you're in my Facebook group, which I hope that you are. I would love for you to join me there at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and you can find that link in the show notes as well. Now I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the themes that have resonated with us throughout this season. We talked about a lot, whether it was about grief, self-care, how to find purpose and meaning in your life, how to address burnout, or how to heal from trauma. Each episode, each conversation has been a stepping stone towards our personal growth, self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-love. I really encourage you to consider the insights you've gained during this season. I think it's so valuable to reflect on what we've learned and reflect on the powerful stories that we've heard. Think about what lessons you'll carry with you into the next chapter of your life. Reflecting on our experiences helps us to gain clarity and wisdom, which shapes the narrative of our own stories. As we bid farewell to season 4 of the podcast, I'm excited to share with you that I'm already working hard on planning season 5. I already have some amazing topics, super inspiring guests, and fresh perspectives all lined up already. I'm actually scheduled out until June of 2024, if you can believe it. I know I certainly can't. I actually get emails and messages on the regular asking to be a guest on the podcast, and I've been feeling so bad because the stories, the guests just sound so amazing, but I'm booked up through half the year, so I've been having to turn people down actually, which is pretty incredible. I'm also super excited to announce that after bi-weekly episodes this season, the podcast is coming back with weekly episodes. It took a while, it took a lot of trial and error and a lot of different interviews and samples. I found an amazing editor to edit the podcast, which is going to take a huge load off of me. And I'm actually in the process of looking for a virtual assistant to support with the podcast and its growth. I'm so excited to be coming back to weekly episodes, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you. Before I sign off here, I want you to remember that self-growth is a continuous process. I want you to try to embrace the lessons of the past, savor the present moment, and look forward to the future with optimism and curiosity. This journey is ongoing, and I'm really hopeful that the best is yet to come. Thank you so much for being a part of the Wellness Project with Des community. Your support means the world to me. If you enjoyed this season, I would greatly appreciate it if you share it with your friends and family. Your word of mouth is actually the greatest endorsement. Every time you download an episode or share it on social media, you are supporting the podcast and its growth. So thank you so much. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. As we close this chapter, let's express gratitude for the experiences that have shaped us and anticipation for the adventures that lie ahead. Until we meet again in the next season, stay curious, stay inspired, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. If you aren't already, make sure you're subscribed to stay updated on the upcoming season, season 5 of The Wellness Project with Des. Thank you so much for joining me on this incredible journey. Here's to new beginnings. I will see you here January 4th. I hope you have a very happy new year. Until next time. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. If you liked this episode, please share it on social media at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support for my podcast by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to continue bringing on great guests. You can do that at buymeacoffee.com/The Wellness Project with Des. I would love to extend an invitation to you to become a part of my Facebook community where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights in the discussion, and it's a great place to connect with me because I'm in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. Shop for mental health and wellness products on my Etsy shop. The Wellness Project by Des collection of products radiate positivity and spread good vibes wherever you go. From stylish and comfy apparel to inspirational notebooks and bags, this collection of positive products is designed to uplift your spirits and brighten your day. At Wellness Project by Des, I believe that positivity is contagious and that surrounding yourself with optimistic messages can truly transform your life. This collection is a celebration of hope, joy, and encouragement, providing you with the tools you need to embrace a brighter outlook and make the world a better place each day. Embrace the power of positivity today and let my products be your constant source of inspiration. You can find them at Etsy.com/shop/wellnessprojectbydes. And make sure you favorite my shop because I'm always adding new products. I also take custom orders, so feel free to message me your ideas.